USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Forecasters say Tropical Storm Isaias could dump more than 6 inches of rain along the coast of Florida. Robbie Bird from the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
We think Isaias is going to maintain tropical storm strength for the next several days. In fact, even once the storm gets up close to New England, we think it'll still be producing tropical storm winds even up in that area.
The storm is predicted to make landfall on Monday in the Carolinas. There was a long meeting on Capitol Hill over coronavirus relief legislation. Lawmakers say there's still a long way to go before they reach a deal. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin.
It is a priority for the president to make sure that we deal with the issue that unemployment has run out and the rental eviction.
He spoke on ABC's This Week. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on this balance of nature for quite some time now. I know that what you put in your body is critical to your health. I listen to AM radio out of Dallas, and you have these people on there witnessing about the differences made in their life. Now, all these people aren't lying about this. I hadn't even had as much as a cold since I've been taking this, and I'm telling you, my energy level has increased unbelievable. So I'm impressed with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Arizona Congressman Raul Grijalva said that he has tested positive for COVID-19. On Tuesday, Grijalva had been in a Natural Resources Committee hearing with Congressman Louie Gohmert, who tested positive earlier this week. Gohmert was seen at times in close proximity to Grijalva, not wearing a mask. Grijalva said in his statement, numerous congressmen are not taking enough precautions against COVID-19. Texas Congresswoman Kay Granger said she tested positive for COVID-19 after sitting next to Gohmert on a flight from Texas on Sunday evening. Louisiana Congressman Mike Johnson tweeted that he had dinner with Gohmert on Monday, and though he feels fine, he's going to self-quarantine for 14 days. The military is calling off the search for 7 Marines and a sailor who went missing during a training accident off the coast of California. One Marine was reported dead, and two others were injured. 5 people made it back to the ship. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A Michigan teenager that was detained for skipping online school is now free. With more, here's USA Radio's Kenneth Burns.
The 15-year-old girl from suburban Detroit was sent to juvie for not completing her online schoolwork after an Oakland County judge found the girl violated the terms of her probation. The girl, only identified as Grace, was freed after her lawyer appealed the decision. Grace, who was released to her mother, will be free pending the appeal of the judge's guilty verdict for failure to submit any schoolwork and getting up for school. The case first reported by ProPublica drew national attention.
President Trump may force a popular app to shut down operations in the U.S. With more, here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
President Donald Trump may force TikTok to sell its U.S. operations as the White House ramps up their concerns about the popular video sharing app, especially over its ownership by ByteDance, a Chinese company. Chinese law can compel any domestic company to hand over data it collects on users. The president said, "We're looking at TikTok. We may be banning TikTok or doing some other things. We're looking at a lot of alternatives with respect to that company." While TikTok is largely seen as an app for young people, it tracks phone locations and users' metadata like many apps, and China has demonstrated an appetite for Americans' personal data. TikTok has also faced repeated accusations of censoring content unappetizing to Beijing.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.